From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama held talks with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Japan today, telling the Russian leader that getting the Senate to ratify the New START nuclear weapons treaty is a top priority of his. Mr. Obama also reiterated his support to bring Russia into the World Trade Organization. The president heads home tomorrow from his 10-day Asian trip, which was not 100% successful. Mr. Obama failed to secure a free trade agreement with South Korea. He also failed to win support from other G20 leaders for his get-tough policy on China's currency maneuvers. The Dalai Lama and other Nobel Peace Prize laureates are gathering in Hiroshima, Japan, where they're calling on world leaders to scrap all nuclear weapons. They were speaking at a somber ceremony where the first wartime atomic bomb exploded 65 years ago. The Dalai Lama says dialogue is the only way to solve the world's problems. Thousands of people stood outside Aung San Suu Kyi's house waiting for her release. She's been confined for the past 7 years and been in jail or under house arrest for the past 15 of the last 21 years. The BBC's Adam Minot was outside her house when the crowd began gathering in anticipation of her release.
It was a moment of delirious excitement for thousands who'd rushed to Aung San Suu Kyi's home as word rippled through Rangoon that she was to be released. The diminutive 65-year-old democracy campaigner clambered up steps behind the gate of her compound, and the crowd went mad with joy. For 20 minutes, she tried in vain to quieten her delirious followers. Then she spoke in measured tones. I will have more to say tomorrow, she said, but unity can only come when we work together to achieve our goals.
The BBC's Adam Minot reporting in Myanmar. The race for Chicago mayor heats up this weekend with a series of staged announcements. Chicago Public Radio's Christian Mu reports former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has officially kicked off his campaign.
Emanuel has been campaigning around the city for weeks now. But this morning, he made his bid for mayor official with an event at an elementary school on Chicago's north side.
Because I love this city, the place my family came to, the place where I was born, I want to fight for a better future for all the people of Chicago, and that's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for mayor.
Emanuel hopes to succeed Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley, who in September announced he's stepping down after 21 years in office. The election will take place in February. By then, Emanuel says he will lay out plans to deal with Chicago's schools, crime, and city budget.
Reporter Christian Mu in Chicago. From Washington, this is NPR News. A heavy snowstorm in the upper Midwest is being blamed for a traffic accident that killed two people in northern Wisconsin and upwards of 400 accidents in Minnesota. About a foot of snow has fallen in the Twin Cities, knocking down power lines and trees. The storm began late Friday night and led to the fatal accident in Bayfield County, Wisconsin. The sheriff's department there says the storm produced rapidly deteriorating road conditions. It's the religious duty of every able-bodied Muslim who can afford to do so to make the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca at least once in their lifetime. But as Larry Miller reports from London, a growing number of hopeful pilgrims is being conned by unscrupulous travel agents.
The City of London police issued a warning to Muslims planning to travel to Saudi Arabia for the annual Hajj after some pilgrims reported being tricked out of up to $35,000. Although the police know about 600 such ripoffs, Muslim organizations estimate only 10% of Hajj fraud is reported. The con artists pose as legitimate travel agents, offering 50% discounts, but once the money is paid, they disappear. One London Muslim policeman says he went to Mecca, having paid rent for an apartment, only to find no one there knew anything about it. The Muslim Council for Britain says it supports the police campaign, but concedes there are a few bad apples. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Some luxury items owned by disgraced financier Bernard Madoff were sold at auction in New York today. A diamond engagement ring that had belonged to his wife went for $550,000. A pair of black velveteen slippers embroidered with Madoff's initials fetched $6,000. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.